High school student Blake Ellen and her teammates are currently barred from using the locker room after some of the girls on the team objected to allowing a transgender player in the girls' locker room.
Transgender is just a euphemism for boy.
Yeah, we got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Damn good show. So this is high school volleyball team, female, girls,
little girls,
right? And they have a transgender on the team, which again is a euphemism for boy. And there's some kind of locker room incident going on.
Yeah.
The girls,
yeah,
feeling comfortable with another girl in there with a dick hanging between his legs.
You said feel comfortable or uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable.
That's what I said, right?
I thought you said comfortable.
Did I say comfortable or uncomfortable?
Well, he corrected himself. Uncomfortable.
Check out the video.
Mom wants me to do this interview to try to make a change.
Ellen says the dispute started when the trans student made an inappropriate comment while members of the volleyball team were getting changed. She says her issue is not with having the trans student on the team or at school, but specifically in the locker room.
Biological boys that go in the girls' bathroom, but never a locker room situation.
She says that fellow team members and parents have also raised similar concerns and have approached the school with them. They were told that under state law, the transgender student could use whatever locker room they identified with. In an email to families, school officials said that the school has plenty of space where students who feel uncomfortable with the laws may change in privacy.
They want all the girls who feel uncomfortable, so pretty much 10 girls, to get changed in a single stall bathroom, which would take over 30 minutes, when if one person got changed separately, it would take a minute, like no extra time.
In the email to parents, school officials say they are conducting an investigation into allegations the girls harassed the transgender student. Lisa Floyd, the co-principal of Randolph Union High School, declined to go on camera, but in an email told me that student safety was the district's highest priority, and that when policies are violated, disciplinary action consistent with the law will be taken.
The boy ain't gonna get in trouble, the girls are. Y'all voted for this. Did y'all, did you?
This
did
is in Vermont. This is Bernie country. This is law.
Did you hear what the volleyball player said? It sounds like she's perfectly fine with the transgender being on the team, which I don't
she
know.
She said on the team and in that school.
I ain't going into the bathrooms with girls.
That's what she
But the only issue she has is in the locker room.
Look, if you're going to let them use the same restrooms and you're going to let them on the team, you got to let them in the locker room.
I mean, come on. What is wrong with you? You people are bigots.
Hey, if I have no problem with transgenders going to school.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said. But you can't let them go on the girls' team because because it's a slippery slope, man.
Yeah, how can you let a boy play with the girls, let the boy go in the girls' bathroom, let the boy go in the, man,
you people are Batman.
Well, I want to say this. Like, they're investigating if they said they, what did they say, harass the transgender? Don't you think they
investigate? They are harassing the transgender.
You are harassing her. How are you going to let her be on the team? Let them come in the bathroom, but now you don't want them in the locker room? Oh, okay. That's harassment. That's blatant white supremacy and harassment.
Yeah, I mean, they said it's harassment for the transgender, right? Y'all don't think the transgender isn't harassing the girls? I mean, he's got a dick hanging. That makes a lot of women feel, girls, women, whatever, feel uncomfortable. It feels like harassment. Like, that is harassment.
Yeah. I know he identifies as a female, but I know if he sees a girl in there undressing.
Because this is the thing. A lot of transgenders, I thought they were gay.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
Yeah, he's probably a lesbian.
They're like Caitlyn Jenner. I thought he liked guys and he wanted to get fucked by a guy. No, he still likes women.
Yeah.
So that's the crazy thing about transgenders. Yeah. That dude in there checking out the opposite sex and is turning them on.
Because he's a lesbian. And they try to say the females are harassing him. Yeah, but and a lot of people don't know that fact. A lot of transgenders are not even really gay when it comes to having sex. They just like having freaky straight sex. Yeah.
Hey, this is Vermont. This is a blue state. Y'all ought to call that place, instead of Vermont, call it Portland. That is a blue. blue state. This is Bernie country. They love Bernie up
and
there.
I can tell by the words that this young girl was using.
Yeah.
I can tell y'all voted for this.
Yeah, you just don't have
You made your bed, now you gotta lie in it, even if it's a guy. Gotta lay in the bed. They okay with the boy being on the team. Okay with the boy going to the locker room. Oh, you know, it's a whenever the biological boys use the bathroom, they went to restroom. It was never a locker room thing. Where have y'all been? He's on the team playing with the girls.
Yeah, that's state law. Y'all so blew up that this is a state law.
Yeah, y'all are so liberal and so woke up, but y'all signing a law boys can compete against females, use the locker rooms, the bathrooms. But when you speak up to it, the things you voted for, now all of a sudden you're harassing him.
And now nobody can use the damn bathroom, the damn locker room.
The only person that can use the bathroom is the damn boy.
The locker room. Where they fighting over the
he
locker room.
He got that whole locker room to himself.
And that's the thing. It's okay. It's like, what, 10, 12 players on the team?
Yeah.
So instead of telling the one trans to go to the one room, so it takes her a minute, him a minute, whatever you want to call it. But you want to have the other 10 girls. Now, y'all 10 that's uncomfortable, y'all need to leave and go to the one bathroom stall and change it now.
Y'all can't
even though it's going to take y'all 30 minutes to do it instead of telling the one trans girl to go in there.
Y'all actually got kicked out of the female locker room for being female.
And you know what? This stuff's not going to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe y'all all are conservatives. I don't know.
Nah, that's just a doubt. They okay with the boy playing on the team.
Look, the only way this stuff changed, you can't have him on the team. Once you have him on the team, it's a slippery slope to this. So the only way y'all going to make change, you said y'all want to make a change.
Yeah, you want to make a change, right?
Y'all, all the girls need to quit. It's just one chick on the team with a dick. He's going to lose. She's going to lose every night.
I don't care if it is a boy. Still going to lose.
Yeah, that's how you're going to create change.
That's how you create change. And whenever you see a biological boy competing against females because he thinks he's a girl, or he identifies as a female, then just don't participate.
Yeah.
Let them run all by themselves. That's how you're going to create change.
For
me to say that does not make me homophobic.
Yeah.
It's just being fair.
It's just being intellectually honest about the situation. How many women compete in the NBA? How many biological women are in the NFL? How many biological women in the Major League Baseball? None. You know why? You know why? Because they got a gash. They can't compete with the dudes with phalluses between their legs.
I cannot wait until the WNBA, when they draft that first transgender player. I cannot wait. I'm hoping the next draft, I hope y'all draft 10 of them. I hope they take over your sport, take over all the beauty pageants, because you know men, they do things way better than women.
Everything.
It's a man's world,
That was a damn good show. For watch more damn good shows, click the link on the video or the link in the description box.
And don't forget to red pill the morons up in Vermont. You had it coming. Yeah.